my fucking go.
You're listening to Bread and Circuses.
It was like the mob media, for one, is the entire world populated. Like, everybody's on Twitter. Fucking the UK is on Twitter. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
unfortunately.
With Caleb Salvatore.
Well, they can't. They can't go to the comedy shows because there's a two-drink minimum, and you can't mix the Percocet you've been stealing from work with liquor.
And Nick Kohler.
There'd literally be people in the fucking 80s that didn't know that nutting in a girl would make her pregnant.
Oh, no one's asked that question. What did those families do to provoke Alex Jones like that?
You know what'll solve all of these racial police protests? A Pepsi.
What the fuck is up, friends? Welcome to this week's episode of Bread and Circuses. We're back. Nick had to move a little bit, so we
You guys can see in the camera. New place. Caleb's got the new studio thing.
Got the backdrop set up. Yeah, we got it's fucking changes, but we're still here. Still the same thing.
It's a cool backdrop, man.
I like it. I dig it. It was not a lot of hard work. It was pretty easy, but. It was fun. I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So, we got to do that before we do anything. Shout out, congratulations to Frank Garrett on becoming the new king of England. I grew up watching the prank calls of Frank Garrett, and it's just crazy to think that he's come this far. So, congratulations, Frank.
Did you ever watch that fucking show on Netflix that was about like the royal family when they were like
I refused to recognize them.
I remember it was a few years ago, my ex was watching it like when we were still together. I think it was new at that point, and I remember seeing that the guy who's the king now,
Frank Garrett,
King Charles that's what we call III.
Him. Yeah.
He was like a character in there that was like a fucking weirdo and stuff. Like seeing that guy now as the king is just kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's like, goddamn, dude.
See, I only associate because I didn't know who he was. I just saw the face like when they did the Frank Garrett prank calls, and I just associate him with this old man in Stillwell, Oklahoma, that owns a construction company and calls people stupid cocksuckers all the time. So
I know him. I know he is from that show only. So like I mean, we don't follow the royal family all that much. Thought it was funny when the queen fucking finally croaked. Like
you thought it was funny. Well, you know,
I got approached by the like local NBC, like the news crew outside of a Best Buy, dude. And I was literally buying the new cord for my mic, and the news crew came up to me hoping to get like an interview. Like they were doing the lady next to me, and she was like, "No, I gotta go." And then they started asking me about it, and they're like, "What do you think about the Queen being dead?" I'm like, "Honestly, I don't really care." They're like, "Oh, really? Why?" I was like, "Cause this is America, dude.
Who gives a crap?
That's England. I don't know. Who cares, man?"
Well, I mean, we've got the Kardashians here. That's our royal
family. Yeah, that's our royal family, dude.
You know, that's so we got, you know, it's
when,
all good.
When Pete and Kim broke up, then I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I shed that a was tear.
That was a big deal. That was.
I posted on Facebook that my hearts were with her and stuff.
When Bruce transitioned, you know, it was like, it was a huge deal. Like, but.
Woman of the year, man.
Woman of the year. Yeah, proving that once and for all, men are always better at everything, even being women than women.
Exactly.
I've always associated Frank Garrett with, or Prince Charles with being Frank Garrett. I, up until a couple of years ago, didn't even know that was Prince Charles. I thought it was Frank Garrett. So
I would have thought that one of the fucking frogmen sons of one of those inbred frogmen sons of hers would have like taken the throne or some shit.
No, it's the oldest gets it. So whatever lizard person is next gets it. I think
which pedophile think will get it next after him?
Andrew's the next, and he's an actual like documented pedophile.
Exactly. Like, man, that'd just be fucking great, dude.
I still think the royal family had Epstein killed, man.
I think it was Israel, man.
You think? You fucking anti-Semite.
No, I don't. Dude, there was a lot of people that would like make legit cases that Epstein was actually like a
Mossad agent. Yeah. Yeah, and he would compromise people, and that way Israel could, like, you know, blackmail him and shit. Yeah. I've heard that. Yeah. I don't know. The royal family, because everyone's like, oh, it's the Clintons, it's the Trumps. I'm like, the royal family has more money than both of those people combined.
Yeah, so, they don't have a lot of power in the United States.
They got hitters. They got hitters, bro. They got hitters everywhere.
I don't know. Whoever it was, man, is pretty crazy that they were like able to just get away with it.
Someone who had more money than God, bro. That's who it was. It could be anybody. Could have been Bill Gates, bro.
It was George Soros.
George Soros. He's spiking the water. He's messing with the weed. Dude, it could have been Bill Gates. Bill Gates was well documented. That's part of what his wife said, like her reasoning for divorcing him was that he had his ties to Epstein.
So yeah, that's one of the reasons why I've been so like cockeyed about this freaking Mar-a-Lago shit with the FBI. It's like they're releasing all the documents they found in the fucking Trump raid, but they haven't released anything about the Epstein investigations.
Right.
Like, nothing. Fuck you guys, dude. Fuck the FBI. Care. Yeah,
well, dude, the FBI is just a fucking political arm at this point.
Literally, it's like some KGB shit, man. They're raiding the political rivals. It's scary, man.
Dude, yeah, the FBI, yeah, man.
It's scary that they're just like openly doing it. Like,
yeah, and half the country's applauding it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's the shitty part.
Because, like, all it's going to take is some crazy Republican, like, that's the actual Republican, not Trump, you know, to get into office and turn this shit around on just completely FBI.
Well, no, that's what I said is when Joe Biden's house gets raided in 2026 at the direction of President Ron DeSantis.
Yeah.
Don't say I didn't tell you so. You know,
he had some sniffing documents. Yeah.
Hunter Biden shit, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, they're like trying to say that like Trump took like foreign nuclear documents. I'm like, that. The fuck does he want foreign nuclear documents?
Yeah, why would he care? Why? What good is that going to be to Trump?
Why would he have why would he have declassified it? Well, like, what, he just wants like Iran's like nuclear program fucking secrets? Like, why?
Right. Why would he care?
Yeah.
Why would anybody care?
He does not give a shit about that stuff. Like, I don't know. No. Man, it's fucking dumb.
I do think the Republicans need to move on from Trump, though. I think it's time.
I think you're right with DeSantis. He's probably going to run and win.
It's got to be DeSantis. I don't know. Well, my concern is DeSantis will run and Trump will run against him, and it's going to ruin DeSantis the way it ruined guys like Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio.
Well, those guys were also like a lot more fucking not good in the Republican. Like, there's not a lot of people in the Republican or not a lot of conservatives that like Ted Cruz.
That's true. Yeah. And Rubio was kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
Rubio was kind of a bitch. You know what I mean?
Rubio was just kind of like a nobody. Like, he didn't have any fucking he was like the corporate guy, the Republican version of Pete Buttigieg, like, you know,
he was the corporate guy.
Yeah, had nothing that made him stand apart from anybody. Like, he's just like the fucking face in the crowd guy. Like, nobody cared about him.
Yeah, milk toast, generic. Yeah, but I mean, no, it's
what's the Futurama bit where he's like, I don't think his corporate whatever goes too far enough or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my god. Oh shit, dude. So Gabby Hanna, update on that saga. By the way, and I'm going to change.
Yeah. What happened with that? Is she okay?
Well, so we were laughing about it, and then like the next morning, this has been like a week since this happened, but she posted that like some guy was like in her apartment. Or in her house, excuse me, and they were like dancing and shit. And it, like, the guy like came there saying he was out on a jog and needed to use the bathroom, and he just started like filming everything. Like, just documenting it. Like, he just showed up at her house, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm watching a true crime documentary in the making.
Is she okay, though? I haven't really checked up.
Yeah, she posted that she was having a manic episode. That's what she said.
She was a coke bender.
Cocaine manic. episode, yeah, more likely.
Manic cocaine.
Baby. What do I know? What do I know? Just speculation, right? Yeah, no, she fucking... Yeah, dude, she went off on that TikTok stream, dude. That was crazy.
It was
like
crazy.
It was hundreds of videos of her just screaming like a lunatic.
Are they all still up?
She took most of them. I think she took most of them down. But what's funny was in her apology thing, she was like defending it still. You know,
apologize for it?
She's like, I'm sorry, I was on a manic thing. I started off just trying to, you know, talk about something I'm very passionate about, which is homeless babies. Which was the one she was screaming about.
Why was she apologizing about? She's just on a coke bender, dude. Like, fucking 80s rock stars used to do that shit all. Yeah.
Dude, she was out of her goddamn mind, whatever she was on coke. Probably. Fucking Gabby Hanna. Oh my God. I don't know,
some fucking 20-something-year-old that's fairly well off to do in L.A., dude, do you think it's that hard for her to get some coke?
Right. Well, I loved all the simps in our comments defending her. I'm like, yeah, dude, she's not going to fuck you. Shut the fuck up. She's also not going to see, like, this comment and have sex with you.
I'm like, dude, she's just on a coke bender, man. Like, just don't take what she's saying seriously. And like, you right. don't really like you. Why do you need to freak out about it, dude? She's just on a coke bender.
Right. You guys are laughing at her. She's mad. I'm like, yeah, it's funny. It's fucking hilarious. Yeah, it's sad that she's manic depressive. I'll give you
if
that.
If I see but a video funny. Of Scottie Pippen drunk off his, like a drunk as a skunk pissing his pants, I'm going to laugh at it. Dude.
Yeah, dude. When I see the homeless guy downtown fighting the air, you know what, it's sad whatever mental or substance abuse issues that guy has going on with him, but it's still fucking hilarious, you know what I mean?
Who's like the who's the one actor, William Neeson or whatever, the Irish
William?
Guy
Liam Neeson?
Liam Neeson. Yeah. There's tons of photos of Liam Neeson being like really drunk in public and taking pictures with fans where he's just pissed his pants. Like there's tons of them.
That guy's got issues.
I think it was honestly when he was like really depressed after his like wife passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was just like in public pissing his pants.
Did you ever hear his racist rant?
No.
I guess his sister got raped by a black guy. And he said, when he found out, he grabbed a lead pipe and started patrolling the streets, ready to assault the first black guy he saw.
I think I heard something about that. Yeah. He said that like a really long
time. It was a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's got some problems. That's fucking...
His wife died in like a skiing accident or something.
Did she really?
Shit. Yeah, while they were in like Colorado or something, man.
That's a guy with demons then.
And they were married for like a long time, yeah, like 30 years or something.
Well, wasn't it like Jordan Peterson had a similar situation where he like lost his mind after his wife got her cancer came back or something?
Well, so yeah, I mean, I like Jordan Peterson.
I like him too.
Someone, you know, I don't know if you've
you need to pay attention to the amygdala in the brain.
have you? No, it's like, well, I'll tell you, or like, how what's his manner? Yeah, he says like, I'll tell you, you know. Yeah. He says,
bloody,
you know,
it's like bloody. You know, he says you bloody know, all the time.
Yeah. You know, it's quite clear to me that. But no, dude, ever since he got off those fucking antidepressants, man, and it's like kind of come back into doing like podcasts and stuff.
Yeah.
He's really tripped out, man. Like you can tell he's like had some shit that affected
his brain.
Like, you know what I really think happened, man, was I think he accepted the fact that he was going to die a few years ago. And he got like really into religion because of it.
Yeah.
Kind of hasn't gotten off of that. You know what I mean?
What do you mean accepted the fact he was going to die?
Well, he said in recent podcast, like in the Lex Fridman podcast, man, he said he accepted that he was going to die from the getting off the painkillers and the antidepressants and everything, man. Like, and he's having like that horrible pain and everything.
Yeah.
Like he thought he was going to die. Like he seriously thought he was going to die. So I think he had always been someone who kind of like would say like religious undertones and his stuff and everything. But now he's like, goes full off on it, man. Like he'll go off on just like these rants about like heaven and God and the Bible and everything. And It's a little bit different from when he would focus on his, you know, psychology stuff.
Right.
He'll get back onto it and everything. But like, I watched him on the Lex Friedman podcast, like, what was it, like a month ago or something like that. And it was hard. It's hard to listen to it because he kind of goes off on these crazy rants. You know what I mean? And like, and I'm listening to it and just like, bro, that doesn't make like, this is just like him ranting about the Bible and trying to compare it to like something that
he does do that now, huh?
Yeah, I really think that he just had a little bit go off in his brain. Dude,
near death experience. I will speak from my own experience. Near death experiences will bring you closer to God than you ever thought you could have imagined.
I'm sure.
That's all I can say. I mean, that's whatever your religious views are, or whatever, it doesn't matter. It puts things into a different perspective for you. Once you come face to face with your own mortality, you look at things a little bit differently. And it's not always this big change or anything like that, but it's for sure. It's like, oh, this could all go away today. You know what I mean? Like you've always know that in the back of your head because you hear stories about it. But until you get hit in the face with it, you don't know. You know what I mean? Because let's be real. Most people, I mean, we've all heard of tragedies and shit for the most part. Like most people, everyone, you know, died like of, you know, old age or cancer or some slow shit. But once it comes to like, oh, I'm 27, healthy and doing everything the right way, and I still almost got killed. Like, oh, this can all be taken away from me tomorrow.
I really think that like 6 years of like attempted, or what, I guess it's more like four or five, but like that was a long amount of time of basically the entire like public left trying to like cancel him.
Destroy him.
He went through like a 4 or 5 year canceling attempt.
Yeah, dude. They hate him. They hate him almost as much as they hate Trump.
Yeah, man.
Almost as much as they hate Trump.
It's because he's so intelligent and he like bases a lot of his opinions off of like psychological knowledge and stuff.
And that's the thing. And that's what they want is they want or they don't want. Because what they want is anyone that's, you know, to the right of them, I guess, to the right of Stalin, to be the stereotypical TV cartoon conservative, you know, the buck-toothed redneck, drunk as shit, can't really articulate his fucking arguments. It's all just, oh, you libtards, blah blah blah, you know, just a moron. And when you get people that are intelligent like him, or even people like Matt Walsh, or, you know, they hate that. They fucking can't stand it because it's like, oh, now I actually have to defend my argument instead of just make fun of the person I'm up against.
And this guy can
actually articulate what he's saying and appeal to a larger audience and sound intelligent. So.
It was funny about like early Jordan Peterson too, because he was very hyper specific about his criticisms. He didn't like the left wing bias in universities.
Yep.
He was very like hyper specific. He had data that reflected it, you know what I mean? Like census data and everything. And he was like really specific with his criticisms, man. And he was right, where nobody was worried about the right wing being like
right,
extreme right, like fucking ethno-nationalists being a threat in universities. It was the fucking commies and the deconstructionists that wanting to like remove everything about Western culture.
It's the great march through the institutions.
Yeah, that's dude.
Maoist shit, bro. Maoist China.
It's still relevant today. My university has that shit rampant through it, man. It's I see it everywhere. And I'm like, God, when I see my poli science professor fucking sweating bullets up at the top because he wants to call everybody Latinx, and he's like a guy from Mexico, and it sounds like, and he's saying it, he sounds like if he doesn't say it, he's got a gun to his head and he's gonna lose his job if he doesn't.
Well, white people will come after him. That's the funniest thing, man, is people love to shout colonizer, 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 and like that's fine, but don't call me a colonizer when you're actually actively colonizing the Spanish language.
Mm-hmm.
You know, literally that the Latinx shit, that's what it is. It's fucking
whitewashing.
It's white people going, oh, hi, brown people in South and Central America. Here's why your language is wrong. Let me fix it for you.
I don't think
Americans
are considered Latin American.
Well,
it's more like Central, like Puerto Rico. Everything.
Well, whatever they are, they're not Latinx. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, they're not Latinx.
It's Latinx Heritage Month, man. Got to show some respect. Okay,
I think saying Latinx is the most disrespectful thing that you can
I completely agree,
say, man.
97% of Hispanic people agree with you.
Yeah, like, the 3% that don't agree are in California and don't speak Spanish. Well,
they were all like born here. You know, yeah. They're like third generation Americans. You know what I mean?
I'm a third generation American, dude. Like,
I think I am too. Third or fourth. But yeah, I mean, it's like, it's fucking stupid, bro. It's the whole Latinx thing, the whole pronoun thing.
When you speak Spanish too, that's what really makes you like cringe at it, because you're just like, the rules of Spanish grammar aren't really that complicated to
learn. Yeah.
Of gendered nouns and everything. It's like, it's applying these like Western fucking ideas to another language.
And I'm Western. I don't even agree with that shit. Yeah. You know, like, I don't know. Hold on.
Neo-Western ideas about gender and everything, that to like a completely separate language, like in culture, man.
Fake ideas that aren't real. Yeah, specify what it is.
Yeah.
Dude, I was riffing on stage tonight, and I have this joke about how trans women are like beyond meat that has going off on it, and I was like, you know, it's like the impossible whopper, like in the sense that it's impossible you'll ever be a real woman. I was like, oh, that was good. Came up with that on the fucking spot.
Kinda, dude. It's like this new shit that everyone's trying to force down your fucking.
I mean, I don't give a fuck if people are transgender, man. I just like, my thing is don't force it on my kids. First off, or anybody's kids, number one. And number two, don't expect me to go, don't get mad when I don't want to play along with the delusion. You know, I'm not going to fucking sit here and honor your they them pronouns because you decided that you read on Twitter one day that you don't feel like a boy or a girl sometimes, so you're non-binary. Shut the fuck up. You have a vagina. You're a woman. Non-binary.
Imagine if like the when we were kids was the modern day, dude. If you would have like watched the Powerpuff Girls when we were kids, they would have been like, oh, trans. Let's get them on fucking hormones.
Put them on the hormones. Literally, bro. That's how stupid it was.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like the non-binary thing. Non-binary doesn't mean you don't feel which way about gender. Non-binary, all that shit means is I'm a upper middle class white girl who's never been oppressed in her life, and I need to earn some points for my social media friends. That's all it means. That's all it means. I probably got some anxiety and depression that's not being treated adequately, so I'm just gonna make some shit up so I can fit in and consider myself to be oppressed, and everyone's
gonna, or I'm autistic.
They're probably autistic as well. Autism, yeah. You know, so I mean, it's upper middle class white girl, teenage white girls that have never dealt with any adversity in their life, so they've decided to create some. And it's like, dude, just enjoy the life that your parents worked their asses off to give you. Why do you fucking have to create some type of fake adversity?
I learned that the Q in LGBTQ means questioning.
Questioning.
I thought that meant queer too.
Yeah. It means questioning. What is questioning what?
Like your sexuality, like you're bi-curious or something, which you need to be
all
proud
straight,
that you're
all
bi-curious.
Straight women. All straight women, then?
You need to be proud that you're bi-curious, I guess. Like,
I mean, I don't know. Well, I only call it LGB. That's all. That's all we're at. LGB. Yeah, LGB. That's what it used to be. Because trans is not the same thing.
That made sense back in the day. Like,
trans is not the same thing. It's not a sexual orientation. It's not.
It's how. Illness.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. No. That's actually true. But no. It's how you identify. Gay people don't identify as gay. They just fucking are.
They
gay.
Are gay. Yeah.
It's a preference. I had this discussion with somebody because I said that I don't go along with the trans delusion, and someone said, "Well, what about gay people? Do you not go along?" I'm like, "No, that's a completely different thing, bro. That's their preference. A gay guy prefers to have sex with men.
Need surgery to have sex with another man.
He just
man
decides he's going to have sex with a man. That's the thing, bro. It's like, I don't fucking...
It also doesn't completely go against every fucking, like, biological law regarding, like, chromosomes.
We're not denying reality. He's not if a guy were having sex with another man and said, oh, I'm actually having sex with a woman, then that would be the equivalent of the trans thing. Then it's a delusional thing. Then it's like, oh, that's... He's in denial of an obvious reality here. A dude preferring other dudes or a woman preferring other women is no more of a delusion than me preferring apple pie to cherry. It's not like I don't give a fuck what you prefer, bro. Some dudes only
be like if you're eating that apple pie. It'd be like if you were eating that apple pie and then like, this is a chocolate cake.
This is actually What's something healthy? This is a slim fast. You know what I mean? Like something like that. This is good for me. Like, this no, it's not.
This is a pineapple.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
A pine.
This is an apple. That's a. I eat Buffalo potatoes. Wild Wings three nights a week, but that's healthy for me. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's, yes, it is. That's the equivalent of it.
Yeah.
It's all just, I don't know, man. I get exhausted talking about it but it's like.
And all the like dissenting opinions about it were like squished, man. Am I like LGBT minus the T was a huge subreddit subreddit that got kicked off of Reddit like 3 years
ago. Well, I got in a thing with a girl one time. I was like, dude, I straight up said, if you put your kids on hormone blockers, you're a child abuser. Mm-hmm. And she goes, show me one peer reviewed study that says that. I'm like, well, I'm not going to find a peer-reviewed study that says precisely what I say, but I also don't need a peer-reviewed study to tell me that if I gave my kids meth, that would be child abuse.
Also, I could show you, though, I could show you, like, actual psychologists
that right. think Well, that, the problem is any type of peer-reviewed study that does show that is going to get stifled, and a peer-reviewed study is not going to come out and say it's child abuse. They're going to come out and say talk about, like, long-term effects and shit. But that's mm-hmm. That's why I was like... Dude, I don't need a peer-reviewed study to tell me that I shouldn't put my kids on hormone blockers for the same reason I don't need one to tell me I shouldn't give them meth. And she goes, are you really comparing hormone blockers and transitioning to meth? I was like, you know what? That's a good point. Meth addicts have a way lower suicide rate. And then she blocked me.
Also, I mean, it's like putting kids on ADHD medicine is me and my girl were laughing about that today about medicinal meth. And I was like, well, you know, like Ritalin is basically medicinal meth. So it's I guess that's true.
I love it's like they're like there's no long term side effects. Like, really, there's no long term side effects of stopping puberty in a 12-year-old.
Well, none. I mean, they have none at all. The physical effects of like bone density reduction,
brain swelling.
And what is it? The increased chance of cancers,
brain swelling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, even then, I'm like, even if none of that shit happened, I'm like, you're gonna look me in the eye with a straight face and tell me there's no long term side effects of stopping.
Dude, when they say mutilation, when you do
what it is,
when you remove the breasts of a 14-year-old girl, dude, you're fucking body mutilation, dude. You're removing their fucking boobs.
When like you cut a kid's dick off. Yeah, dude.
I know a lot of times trans women don't even do that surgery, but like. Nah. The fact that you're giving them like these irreversible testosterone blockers and shit that are
I don't
change their body. Like,
I don't care what a grown adult does. I really don't. If a dude wants to go through with all that shit, go the fuck ahead, bro. I don't care. I'll call you Jessica instead of Jesse. Whatever you want to do, man. I don't care. Stop pushing it on people's kids. Stop telling someone's kid that, you know, maybe someone's son played with a fucking doll during indoor recess and now all of a sudden you're trying to get him to transition to it. No, stop that shit. The teacher should be in jail. The principal should lose their fucking job. Anyone else involved should be investigated for child abuse. Absolutely. If your child, if you're eight, because they had a kid in middle school, the CPS came and talked to their parents in Texas because the kid was trans. It was an eighth grader. I'm like, yeah, you know what? They should be talking to you. Sorry. That's fucking child abuse. Your mom and dad are letting you run fucking rampant. It's just as destructive as if they were letting you drink. Actually, it's more destructive because, again, higher suicide rate. I know I sound like an asshole saying that, but it's a fucking fact. Your parents are abusing you by letting you transition at such a young age.
It's funny that the people that say that kind of stuff too about like will be all for like, oh yeah, we'll talk to kids about this stuff in the third grade and everything. They're the same ones that laugh at like the people bringing their kids to church and stuff.
Right.
They're like, oh, they're indoctrinating from a young age.
Yeah.
It's like they do that in the public schools, man.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Same shit.
Not even close to the same thing, man. Like, I would prefer my kids, you know, share the same religious beliefs as me, but I'm not going to fucking make them do any type of surgery or anything. Like, you know what I mean? None of that shit. Yeah, dude.
Like, getting, what's it called? Fucking, the dick foreskin removal, the circumcision.
Yeah. Well, that's a little, there's like medical reasons for that. I don't know.
I've heard that's pretty much completely fallen out of favor anymore.
Is it?
People used to do it back in like the biblical days.
I've heard it's like easier to clean though.
Yeah. I mean, they did it back in the biblical days for exactly that, for hygiene reasons.
Yeah.
But
well, that's like,
anymore, man.
I'm like, bro, first, because people come at you for that. They bring that up all the time. I'm like, first off, you're going to tell me like, you can't tell me that circumcision of an infant and transitioning a 12-year-old are even in the same league. Shut the fuck up, number one. Number two, there's actually, I mean, it's up
even
for
if
debate.
They are, even if they are, like, it's, right. Circumcision is like completely fallen out of favor with like modern people.
Well, I mean, I'm more sympathetic to the circumcision argument than I am to transitioning your kids. There's at least legitimate doctors that, you know, argue the, like you said, the hygiene benefits of circumcision and stuff like that. But
I mean, I like, maybe back in like the biblical days where they didn't have ready access to like daily showers and stuff, you know what I mean? But like now it's not really, it's kind of non-factor.
Well, if you're in my house, we can serve water here. You take an hour a week.
Okay. Well, because like, yeah, the smegma thing, you know what I mean? Like, literally, like dick cheese. Like,
bro, dude, can you even imagine how bad the swamp nuts were back then in days like
probably
that?
Probably pretty awful, man. Well, like, I mean,
soap wasn't
like,
readily available.
I've gone a month without showering before from
how did
the
you
army.
Smell?
Oh, God, I don't know. you stop smelling yourself. You stop smelling yourself and the others around you.
See, I don't, it wouldn't even be the smell that bothered me. It would just be that feeling. You know what I mean? Like,
dude,
you feel.
Stop
heavier.
Noticing it after a little. You do, and you just stop noticing heavier. It after a little bit, man. I'm telling you.
Well, it's like you ever go like go to the gym and have a real good workout and then hit the sauna right after. And it's like, yeah, you know you stink, but it's the heavy feeling of just all that crap, like you said, smegma weighing down on you, man. Just in your groin and your armpits. It's just that disgusting feeling. And
yeah, really, really, after about like a week, you really stop noticing it, man. Oh, like you really do. Like it just, you just feel like the worst thing is like for the army is like you get like all that dirt and grime on your, like your clothes, your uniform. Yeah. They literally stand on their own. Like you could literally like put your pants up and it's like
gross.
They stand on their own, dude. Yeah.
Gross.
It's pretty bad.
That's repulsive. Oh my God.
It's what it happens, man. Like you would take like that was in a one particular training event where it was like being in the field for a month straight.
Yeah.
It's like it's the last one you do to like before you deploy. So it's like the big one, you know what I mean? And you like bring wet wipes with you. You can wipe your like armpits and your groin and your ass.
That's not
stuff.
That's an Italian shower though. That's not a real one.
They just call it wet wipe shower. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, we call it Italian showers. Just deodorant and cologne.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Italian showers, they work for about 10 minutes, and then as soon as you start to sweat, all that, dude, you gotta take a real shower, man.
Yeah, and we were out in the middle of the desert in the summer too, so like it was hot and you were sweaty, dude.
Well, that's. Like, that's the other thing, man, is a lot of men, not women's as much, but men's hygiene products are full of just like chemicals and all kinds of bullshit. It's very few like natural soaps available to
men. Yeah, I've been do you still use Dr. Squatch?
Dr. Squatch. No, not sponsored yet. Dr. Squatch and Duke Cannon are both really good. You can get like Duke Cannon at like Target, but
yeah, Dr. Squatch is at Walmart now. That's right. I got that pine tar one, man. It's awesome. I love
They're good. Yeah, it smells good. The smell lasts longer. It's my not skin, like the fucking gel. Yeah.
I was using some crazy soap.
My like skin's for sure healthier. Yeah.
I was using one that I got from like a department store. It was like nice, like God, Jack Black, like that stuff that you get at like a fucking like.
Oh yeah, I know
like
that
in
is.
A mall. Yeah. Yeah, dude, and it was making the skin on my hands like come off, dude. Yeah. Like it was like fucking with my skin.
And the other thing is shampoo and conditioner. They have that too at Dr. Squatch, but no, it's shampoo and conditioner for
I have
men
to try
too.
The shampoo, but I only shampoo my hair.
No,
like,
you don't have
3 days.
You don't have as much need as I do.
You still have to, man, because even when you don't have hair, your oil on your head is still
sure.
like really
for
like
sure.
I have a really oily scalp too, so like I have to wash my head.
I'm Italian, I do too. So no, I get it. But no, dude, for real, it's like men, like we wonder why male pattern baldness is such an issue, and I'm not a doctor.
I know they've proven that like certain like shampoos, like daily use of it causes like your hair to fall out.
We fucking
found that.
Yeah, as a man, you should only be washing your hair 2 to 3 times a week,
mm-hmm.
washing condition. But like shampoo and conditioner, excuse me. But yeah, man, it's like we wash our fucking hair with windshield wiper fluid and we wonder why we fucking lose it.
You know what I mean, man. I know my hair came out as fast as it did because I was like doing deployments in the Army and my helmet was like rubbing around on my head and you know, and I had all that stress and sweat and everything.
Yeah.
If you look at pictures of me before I went on my first deployment and after, dude, it looks like I aged like 5-6 years.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, I've seen those pictures for sure, man. For sure. Well, I don't know, dude. It's late as fuck. Do you want to call it? We just did a half hour.
We can do a quick episode tonight. Yeah, sorry we haven't been consistent. Caleb moved, then I moved.
Yeah, it's just been a fucking hustle, bro. Yeah, we'll be back at it, though. Maybe we should do another one this week anyway.
Yeah, we could do one on Monday, too, this week or Tuesday.
All right, bet. Yeah, we'll do one Monday or Tuesday. So, okay. Yeah, that works. Make sure y'all check out my new show. That's based on outlawstreamers.com. Go check it out. We got it going out there. It's fucking fun. First episode just dropped today, actually, Friday the 9th.
I meant to ask you, man, are you putting those on Spotify?
They should be on Spotify. I don't know. They're on outlawstreamers.com. I think it's on Spreaker. It's on Rumble. We're banned from YouTube right now trying to get back on there.
But, really?
Yeah, they got banned. Chris Baker got them banned. Ah, big surprise. That's where it's at. Y'all should go check it out. It's a lot of fun. It was my first episode. It was a little rusty. I haven't done a show by myself like that. So, but it was different. But it's real fun. It's coming together. It's got some like it's not like this is more of a conversational show. That one's more of like segmented. Mm-hmm. So it's just a completely different type of show. Vibe, yeah.
Yeah. I'll definitely get because
like part of the thing though is we do like correspondence. So I'll definitely get you on there as one soon.
I'd love to, bullshit. Man.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
I can be our Ukraine war correspondent. Yeah, I've followed it since the literal day it started.
Talk about how it's all a big hoax. you got anything you want to plug?
Nope, not here yet.
All right, my guy. All right, well, this has been Bread and Circuses. Make sure you like, subscribe, share, 5-star reviews on all the podcast apps. I think that's all I got. Peace to
y'all. Have a good night, everybody.
Yeah, peace.